The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to the National Intel Report. I am Keith Rogers, filling in for John Stadtmiller today, who gave me an insipid excuse that I think he has a sliver in his finger and he couldn't do the show. I just ad-libbed that. Anyway, today is July 13th, 2021. And I had to prepare this off the cuff here, so I wanted to give a little bit of stuff of what I usually cover on my Sunday shows on perception management. I don't hold any political agendas. I can't stand politicians, and you can vote all you want. Nothing changes, but that's just my opinion. Anyway, I was catching some of Mike Rivero's show there, and I have a lot of empathy for people that love this country here, because I love this country too, and I see it being destroyed daily, and I have concerns, and I try not to stereotype people, just as much as when you hear, say, of a U.S. soldier who sodomizes a 13-year-old Iraqi boy, or U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan who cut fingers off of the dead Afghan civilians and use them for trophies. You try not to blame everyone. But when things become a pattern, you have to sit back and look and see what is actually going on. It reminds me, there's a page of quotes on RBN there from the Zionists, that one of them says, we are the destroyers. And people that go along with agendas and stuff, that's what really bothers me. So, in that mode, you know, there's that article that Rivero had highlighted, I believe it was yesterday there, where it talked about Joseph J. Fitchell, a Jewish queer theorist at Yale. This is a school, by the way. Recently published a piece in the Boston Review arguing that performing perverted homosexual acts in front of children is important because it teaches them to reject racism, sexism, and homophobia, as well as introducing them to visual stimuli, and he hopes that it will arouse them. And then we have these drag queens and stuff in the libraries with nothing more than dildos hanging out of their crotch system like that. And, you know, you wonder, why are they destroying this country? And I don't remember any of this stuff. Oh, it's probably out there and stuff like that. I have friends that are gay and stuff like that. Who cares, you know? But what they do in their home bedroom, that's their business like that. But again, this is going public, and this is teaching it from a school. So, I know John covers a lot of different stuff here on the National Intel Report. And like I say, I do a little bit different here. So, I wanted to start this off today because I'm concerned, because I see hatred built, and it's always towards the victims, and I get kind of upset about that, because I've studied the CIA, and believe me, what the carnage that those guys have done is egregious to other countries, and this is why we have problems. I call them the communists inside of America, because they are here too. We'll cover that later. However, I have a video here for Tom, and Tom, I appreciate everything you know, your love for this country, but you should know who's behind everything. So with that, Mike, would you please play clip one?
Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, the great social activist who marched with King, once asserted, "We are a people in whom the past endures. Our oppression in Egypt lives within us. Our exile, our expulsion, our isolation, our internment, all inform our Jewish identity and our Jewish commitments. If we take that identity and those commitments seriously, we cannot regard the human tragedy unfolding on our borders, the horrific conditions to which migrant families seeking better lives for their children have been subjected, with anything less than moral fury. And now we are informed that Sunday, Immigration and Customs Enforcement will undertake additional efforts in cities around the country, including New York, to pursue the undocumented. Our sacred narratives and historic experiences call upon us to respond, whether by participating in any number of rallies, including one downtown tonight, by volunteering with immigrant justice groups, or by writing members of Congress. Yesterday, I and three other of New York City's senior rabbis, informed by our deep conviction, rooted in Jewish and American values, that we must love our neighbors as ourselves, sent the following to the New York Times. We are outraged by the deportation raids reportedly scheduled to begin in New York City on Sunday. These raids will terrorize our friends, neighbors, and families in the immigrant community, and they risk separating parents and children. Local law enforcement must refuse to participate or assist with these ICE actions. New York City has long welcomed immigrants from around the world. We won't stop now. We are a people in whom the past endures, said Heschel, in whom the present is inconceivable without moments gone by. The Exodus lasted a moment enduring forever. What happened once upon a time happens all the time. We won't stop now, not until all those fleeing oppression in their native lands are able to sing as the Israelites once sang on the shores of freedom's sea."
That was Rabbi Joshua Davidson. I titled that video, "Israel Has Walls." Of course, the United States built them. They could have built a wall here, but of course, they were still busy building a wall over in Jordan, too. That's so that Israel can separate everyone over there, and yet here we have to have all this diversity. So, Tom, I appreciate your passion and stuff like that, but stop blaming the victims. George Soros is behind this massive immigration. We have Israel that's sending arms to Honduras to fuel the MS-13 gang. This is what drives things. Anyway, again, so let's get into this afternoon's show here, and I hope all of you are wearing your protective diapers, for there's a constant fear intended to scare the crap out of all of us. And I'll start the show with a flashback article, which, and of course, as a disclaimer here, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not offering any public advice as to any methods of treatment or to any known or unknown conditions that you, the listener, may or may not have. This is just information for you to, that I'm disseminating, that I hope that you at least listen to. So, the first vaccine was introduced by the British physician Edward Jenner, who back in 1796 used the cowpox virus. And this is where cowpox comes in with herd immunity. This article, titled "Anthony Fauci Admits to Lying About COVID-19 Herd Immunity and the Threshold to Manipulate Public Support for the Vaccines." And of course, earlier this year, Fauci said that 60-70%, which is a typical range for such a virus, but he moved the goalpost to 70-75% in a television interview that followed a month ago or so. Again, this is a flashback article. So later, though, he told CNBC that the this number, which was supposed to be around 75, 80 to 85, he kept raising the goalpost on it. On top of that, I don't like to stereotype, but Israel was working on a bioweapon which would affect Arabs only. You can read that in Wired.com. And Israel, you can Google this. Who are the Jews behind the vaccines, the coronavirus vaccines? And so with those two articles there, that would give me a leading cause of caution. When you start manipulating people's RNA and stuff through gene editing, it would worry me. So with that, I have a clip here from Dr. Robert Milner, and this goes back a little bit. He knew Dr. Fauci. And with that, Mike, would you play clip number two?
We're talking about probably the most horrible scandal and scam ever perpetrated, not only in the name of science, but in humanity and in all history. Today is December 7th, and I was 12 years old when the attack on Pearl Harbor came, and I remember World War II very well. And it's a very significant day today, because I see an incredible parallel between what is going on in the so-called AIDS epidemic and what happened in the years preceding and resulting in World War II. The great lie of Hitler. It's amazing. I think he would envy the job being done by members of the National Institutes of Health and even the media, especially in this country. And I will put the lie to the individuals of the NIH, particularly Gallo and Fauci and Hazeltine and Essex and the rest of these scoundrels of the worst order. Criminals guilty of genocide, without a doubt. I invite them to take me to court. I wish Burroughs Welcome would take me to court, because they have been putting out a killer drug knowingly. Because in a court of law, I would have the opportunity to provide the absolute proof and evidence, as I have in my book, Deadly Deception. Now, I'm not alone in what I'm doing here today. How does the press escape such obvious truths? Why would the finest virologist in the world, the most noted virologist, member of our National Academy of Sciences, Peter Duisberg, why would he put his entire career on the line? What did he have to gain? He's already lost his laboratory and his funding. They can't take away his professorship because he's tenured.
Well, that's about Fauci's history there. Remember the scandals involving Bayer and all these pharmaceuticals that have been charged or fined billions of dollars. The opiate crisis, which has killed 400,000 Americans plus, they're all they're not in jail. They're just out there to continue their crime. You know, a Dr. Naomi Wolf sent out a tweet there. It was about a video called Gain of Function, where it said at the time Fauci sent $40 million in taxpaying money over this Dr. Barrick. And, of course, DARPA was involved. And, of course, this was where this Dr. Shia, the bat ladies, bat coronavirus from the Wuhan lab came from, which, again, gain of function was forbidden. And, of course, he lied to Congress. And Ben Schwan had done a wonderful video on that, except the number went from $40 million up to $100 million by the time you get done to it. And then we have Marco Rubio. Do I have time? Yeah, I do. If not, I have to cut it. But anyway, Marco Rubio was also pushing the blame to China. And I want you to see how this agenda goes. So with that, Mike, would you play clip three?
Thanks to all of you for being here. I think I'll direct this to Dr. Fauci, but I welcome everybody's answer. I just want to go through so what we do know. We've heard a lot about what we don't know. So here are the things that we do know, okay? So SARS-1, we identified the host animal within 4 months. MERS, I believe we identified the host animal within 9 months. It's now been 15 and a half, 16 months. We've still not seen, and China has not produced any evidence of the host animal that transmitted COVID-19 to a human. We know that China has a history of lab accidents. I think, Dr. Fauci, you answered Senator Graham's question. I think he phrased it as, has there ever been a pandemic that came out of a laboratory? And the answer was no. But we do know of outbreaks that came out of a laboratory. I believe back in 2004, two researchers in Beijing were infected doing research on SARS and led to an outbreak. China has a history of lab accidents. This outbreak happened in a city that happened to be the home, coincidentally, of a lab, which we know is involved in extensive research. And what they do is they take this naturally occurring virus and they manipulate it and they change it to make it infectious to humans. We know that they do that there. They've published about it. And it also happened in a city, in a lab, where a Rutgers biosecurity expert raised concerns about its safety. And our diplomats in 2018 were cabling back to Washington expressing concern about the safety. So I take all those facts together, right? SARS, we knew the host in 4 months. MERS, we knew the host in 9. We still don't know the host in for COVID, even though, and China's not being transparent about it, even though they have a vested interest in producing the host so they can put all those down. In a lab that we know is involved in changing viruses synthetically so that they become infectious for humans, in a lab that diplomats have told us is unsafe, and a country that had a history of lab leaks, and by the way, in a virus that we know can be synthetically created because the Swiss did it. The Swiss created an exact replica of this virus in the lab for purposes of answering it. All these facts were available to us last May, last April. Why? I'll start with Dr. Fauci. Why did you dismiss the lab leak theory as credible?
I have always said that the high likelihood is that this is a natural occurrence. I didn't dismiss anything. I just said it's a high likelihood that this is a natural occurrence from the environment of an animal reservoir that we have not yet identified. Well, and I still maintain that. But as I just mentioned in response to other questions, that since you don't know 100% about that, because no one knows, including me, 100% what the origin is the reason why we're in favor of further investigation.
Well, given everything I've decided, and if anything I decided is incorrect, I hope it'll be correct that I'm relying, obviously it's not my field of study, so I'm relying on but what other experts have published. What is the basis for this what is the basis for the conclusion that it is likelier to have been naturally occurring than a lab accident? I asked a specific question to the Director of National Intelligence, and how I posed it is it not true that it is the assessment that they are equally likely based on our information that we have? So as I outline all of these things here, is she wrong when she answered me yes? And based on everything I've just cited, what is it that we're basing the higher likelihood of naturally occurring? Is it simply because that's all we've ever seen in the past?
Well, we have historical experience that happened with SARS-CoV-1. It happened with MERS. It happened with HIV. It happened with virtually all the influenza pandemics. So the historical basis for pandemics evolving naturally from an animal reservoir is extremely strong. And it's for that reason that we felt that something similar like this has a much higher likelihood. But again, getting back to what I said, and let me repeat so there's no lack of clarity in that, no one knows, not even I, 100% at this point, which is the reason why we are in favor of further investigation.
But going back to precedent, the precedents require them to be similar. The difference between this one and that one is, and as I said, 4 months we knew the host for SARS, and 9 months we knew the host for MERS. China has all the incentive in the world to produce this host and hasn't done so. And then you add up all these other things. I mean, is it just a coincidence that happened in the city that's doing this kind of research, which, by the way, is controversial? I know you and others have been supportive of it, but it's controversial. It's not widely accepted as good. My whole point is there are people out there who had Facebook posts taken down, were called kooks, conspiracy theorists, for saying publicly a year ago what we now say may be possible. And I think those people deserve an apology at a minimum.
All right, we'll be right back, everyone. Please stay tuned. You're listening to the National Intel Report.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, I guess that's a song. I don't that's not my forte of music, so I guess the break is over. Anyway, so now we have Marco Rubio try to push his blame on China, and of course now we learned through all this gain of function like what was going on. But remember, clear back in July 2019, an unknown respiratory illness outbreak happened in Virginia. The U.S. patient's symptoms included fever, cough, body aches, wheezing, and general weakness, according to the ABC News. The disease sickened dozens of residents and killed at least two people at the Greensburg Retirement Community in Springfield. It's right after that Fort Detrick shut down. It's back open now. But, of course, only China has issues with people being sick around those labs, right? God, I wish I could hear that pop-up. Anyway, so the Fauci email here shows that this Daszak was manipulating bat coronaviruses to make them attack human cells. And this was achieved through the Freedom of Information Act. And it has brought to light another one of these damning emails that show that Tony Fauci has, in fact, been heavily involved in the illegal gain-of-function research on bat coronaviruses. So they always highlight communist China, of course. And then, of course, the latest incriminating email was to surface during which was sent to Fauci by this Echo Health Alliance, and that's where that other big dollar figure comes in there, dating back to 2017. You can bet that all this was timed for this New World Order global reset, and that's what this entire thing's about. Plus, they need to take down the Belt Road, because China's power is getting so strong. And, of course, we have the article from the Washington Times where it says the feds bought cats at Chinese wet markets and then, of course, blame coronavirus on that. This Ernest leads senators in demanding a permanent ban on taxpayer spending in wet markets. Why would they be buying that? See, a lot of this was shared. And we know how rogue agents work, too, or rogue scientists. The amount of bribery today to get people to take the gene editing alleged vaccine that's not approved by the FDA and is listed as an experimental vaccine, the bribe of college tuitions, the 12 months free airline travel, lotteries, free donuts, hamburgers, gift cards, as well as businesses trying to demand people to get vaccinations shows that this is more than any involvement from China, but rather from your own governments who are through their coercion trying to get this alleged vaccine into the arms of everyone. With that, I have another video here from Dr. Peter McCullough. This next video dates back 2 months, and those figures he'll mention have been updated. So with that, clip number 4.
I think this whole pandemic from the beginning was about the vaccine. So I think all roads lead to the vaccine and what it means. There are already places in Southeast Asia and Europe, they're laying the groundwork for a compulsory vaccination. I mean compulsory. That means somebody pins you down to the ground and puts a needle in you. That's how bad stakeholders want vaccination. Listen, that's not of cost. You don't have to pay for it. It's all provided. There are people or stakeholders, they do want a needle in every arm. This needle in every arm is a very important moniker. Why? Why do you want a needle in an arm? Let's take COVID recovered. Can't get the virus. Can't receive it. It has nothing to do. Why would they ever want a needle in the arm of a COVID recovered patient? Why? 3 studies show higher safety events. See, the tension that Americans are feeling right now as they're trying to keep their jobs and go to work is they know they can die of the vaccine. That's the problem. If the vaccine was like water and you just got it, no side effects, who wouldn't take it? Say, hell, I'll comply. They got my Social Security number anyway in a database. I'm already marked. I'll just get marked. But no, there's something very unique about this vaccine. It's something about injecting something into a body that is so important to stakeholders that it doesn't matter. Kids 12 years old told they can make their own decision on this, and it could be their fatal decision. Think about that. North Carolina just passed that. Oh, kids 12 years old can decide on their own. There are over 4,000 dead Americans. There's over 10,000 dead people in Europe that die on days 1, 2, and 3 after the vaccine. Why are we pushing this in a way where people's jobs and their education and their livelihood decide on a decision that's potentially fatal? The tension, you can cut it with a knife. There are parents that say, listen, I want my kid to go to college this year, but I don't want to lose him to the vaccine. They know what's going on. The internet is full of these cases. Blood clots, strokes, immediate death. Now, I'm fortunate. I have not directly lost a patient to the vaccine. I told you, most got vaccinated in December, January, February. Based on the safety data now, I can no longer recommend it.
You know, one thing about that is a lot of people have speculated that the placebos went out in the early portion to show that everyone was fine and like that, and then later they rolled out the real vaccines. But, of course, to suddenly ensure that more lockdowns, like over in the UK, there was a new variant from India, and which now they also say was in Seattle. And, of course, these variants didn't stop Black Lives Matter and others from out there, or Antifa and stuff like that, from their herd immunity, did it? And, of course, remember this alleged vaccine was also spreading while flights and travel was restricted. That's what they say anyway. So, and they were running screening, too. Anyway, we have bottom of the hour here. Then I'll come back with another clip here. But there's more information here about this variant here that you should listen to. So stay tuned. You're listening to the National Intel Report.
The truth. You can't handle the truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How I long for my home in Montana. I am tired of the highways that I roam. Oh, the great golden west is the land that heaven blessed. And I am homesick for my old Montana home. How I long for that land of shining mountains, where they rise. Those mountains call me back to my Montana home.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the National Intel Report here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm Keith Rogers, and I have a show on Sundays called Perception Management. And usually what I do is I discuss all the information that most people skip. But usually it delves into a lot of U.S. history, and why we're in the condition that we're in today is because a lot of people, I don't know whether it's building this country up or whatever, they've all been that hoorah behind everything and not realizing that that hoorah has been causing havoc around the world. So, right before the break, I was talking about the U.K. here. And remember, those travelers, oh, by the way, the phone lines are open. The call-in number is 512-248-8252 or toll-free, 800-313-9443. Anyway, the travelers in the U.K., remember, they went had a 10-day lockdown. There was no way that they could say, oh, well, you know, there was a variant spreading from India. And so on that note, well, let's play clip number five there, Mike, and let's talk about this Indian variant.
Authorities in Vietnam have detected a new coronavirus variant that is a combination of the Indian and UK COVID-19 variants. The country's health minister says it spreads quickly by air and has described the hybrid variant as very dangerous. After successfully containing the virus for most of last year, Vietnam is grappling with a spike in infections since late April. Quoted in local media, the minister says the authorities will announce the name and detailed characteristics of the newly discovered variant soon, saying lab cultures show it is much more transmissible than the previously known types. He said that could explain why so many new cases have appeared in different parts of the country within a short period of time. The World Health Organization has
An Indian variant clear down in Vietnam, and you wonder, well, what's the traffic between Vietnam and India? You know, well, and I'll get to my two callers in just a second here. So with that, I want to just play a little bit of this clip here, number six there, just to get you into what's coming next, okay? So, Mike, please, number six.
Health experts say dangerous COVID variants could push the country to a powerful new surge in a matter of weeks, then potentially more deaths because of highly transmissible strains. Now, in at least 33 states, the South African, Brazilian, and possibly more deadly UK strain.
New research is putting the threat of the fast-moving UK strain under the microscope. The findings from a group of scientists, which are not yet peer-reviewed, show the variant appears to be doubling in the U.S. about every 10 days. Its transmission rate is at least 30 to 40% higher than more common variants, and backing up CDC warnings, the strain is likely to become the dominant one in the U.S.
The state reporting another day of record infections and a new peak in hospitalizations. The governor ordering refrigerator storage units on standby and 5,000 additional body bags.
constant fear. Variant after variant to keep people locked down. And, of course, there was an article there in BBC that came out. It says it was a false statement. This was from India asking them to remove all content that names or refers to anything that implies Indian variant of this coronavirus from their platforms immediately. And it was told to the press, but it was not made public. So, goes to show you. Anyway, they went on to say that WHO had never identified any Indian variant, and yet they'd been using that. So with that, Andy down there in Texas, good afternoon there, sir.
Well, hey, thanks, Keith. I really appreciate you taking my call. And you know what? You got one of the best shows on. I mean, there's nothing better than listening to Republic of Texas Radio, and then hearing Keith come on after that. And then we got RTRT Radio, and then we got the rest of the shows coming up. But that's a good lineup. If you got the morning for you, that's a great lineup. I really appreciate you, Keith. And you just... Well, you put some stuff out there that most people won't hear. I mean, this last weekend, I wanted to call in, but I didn't want to disrupt your program because you had it rolling.
Well, you know me, Andy.
Going, man.
Yeah, I care about people. I don't care about. Yeah,
you know,
my old saying is Andy, there's no flags in heaven. So, that's the way it is, Ed. We're all on the same planet together. We should share it, and yet we have governments that continually make us fight together, and that's so that we're always divided so they can pull their crap, you know?
So let's go to Klaus Schwab and what you referred to earlier. We got this the stakeholders. Klaus Schwab referred to that, the stakeholders.
Yes.
I didn't know there were stakeholders in this pandemic. The stakeholders
Yeah. Multi-billionaires.
It must be the financiers. Yeah,
that's what it is. Multi-billionaires all financing this out of Brussels and everything to enslave mankind with their AI and fourth industrial revolution. This wasn't set up overnight. If you're on the internet, the minute COVID hit, think of all those millions and millions of web pages that instantly changed and had COVID-19 on them. I mean, think of the editing on pages that had to be done.
Well, and now we understand what they're doing now. I mean, I listened to that other guy from Austin, just down the street from Red Rock or whatever. He was saying now they're actually tampering with your email. So you send a message to your loved one and tell them, don't take the COVID-19 shot. They might change it to say, honey, I think you should get it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At this particular point, we don't even know the back doors they have in this internet. But we all subservient to it because we all locked on to it.
Yep. So,
they're just doing everything they can right now. I know I had 14 subscribers on my YouTube channel, and I said at the end of one of my videos that I put up, I said, just don't get the vaccine. They certainly don't give it to your kids.
Well, I say, I'm not telling anyone to do or don't, like I say, though. But what I always say is read all the information, decide for yourself.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. We can see. I mean, the truth is the truth. I mean, if the vaccine is killing people, people should know that.
That's right.
And they're not letting it out. They're cutting you off any way, shape, or form. They're not letting you put that music out.
That's right.
I mean, it don't matter who you are, what you are, and how many subscribers you got. You can't say nothing like that. And that's just a sad thing. So, people, you got to realize, we in the end days. I don't care if you're biblical or not. It don't matter. This is the end days. They're coming after us. And here in the States, they're going to take it just a hair bit slower than they normally would. Because they know we might fight back a little bit. But they're still doing it here.
Yeah, Andy, I'm going to run out of time here, but I'll say this. I think this so-called door-to-door stuff was devised so that when people start shooting, that's when they're going to say, okay, this is the reason to get the guns.
Exactly. It's all a
all
trick.
Right.
It's all a trick. Anyway,
take care of yourself, too. Yeah, my best to you, okay? John down there in California, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Keith. Thanks for sitting in for Chuck. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great.
Okay, I'm out walking, and sometimes when the wind comes up, it blows my earphones, and it's hard to hear both ways, but good.
I had a wife the same way.
Really, really good. And I listened to you on Sunday mornings. I'm glad you're back, earlier. And you got a wealth of knowledge. But this thing with, there's so many things with this COVID. You know, they keep changing the things about it. I just heard what you said about India and the even the UK, they said they're locked. Now they're going to set, they're taking off all the restrictions and all this, and people are actually, before this, supposedly they were out protesting in the streets about this, and you don't hear about it on the mainstream, but thanks to RBN and the other stories like American Free Press, it gets out there, and I'm getting all this information, and...
Well, John, remember, prior to this, you had the yellow vest and everything, the Brazil, millions in Brazil demonstrating all over the Middle East, them demonstrating, and suddenly you had a virus, and it took everyone off the street real fast. They were in lockdown, and that's what this is devised for. So now they'll give you a little bit of freedom, and then they're going to take it away again. And this is where Klaus Schwab talks about there'll be uprisings, and, of course, they'll be put down by these worthless police and stuff that go along with this, and military.
Well, that's just it. You know, they, like I said, the police will stand down for rioting and all that. And all of a sudden, they have special, no doubt, they're probably special selected people that they bring out and they clear the streets, take the people out and all this. And, you know, the people don't push back.
It's psychological warfare. And I think that those people running this thing should be charged with murder for the suicides and stuff that they've caused.
Yeah, sure it is. You know, I was just another thing I read about was it New Zealand that they've been locked down, and like I said, their one site claimed that very few deaths versus even the UK, all this, but the same thing, very few deaths. Of course, they rewrite, they fudge the numbers and all that, and then it's just getting people in paranoia.
Yeah. It's going on all over in the West. It's going on all over the West there, John, except America, because they realize Americans are armed, so something's coming.
Right. So,
Anyway, I got to move along here. So, you got anything else real fast?
To you.
All right, well, yeah, my best.
I see you got the website is up, but I still can't get it. But I got the archives, but I'm glad you got it back. So I'll get it another way. Thanks, Keith.
All right, yeah, sounds good. Yeah, in case anyone didn't know, the RBN is back up there. So anyway, with that, I want to play this other clip here. It's 2 minutes and 17 seconds long here. But this is all about what's going on here. It's this new world order. So with that, clip number 7, please.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Never before has a new world order had to be assembled from so many different perceptions or on so global a scale. Nor has any previous order had to combine the attributes of the historic balance of power system with global democratic opinion and the exploding technology of the contemporary period.
After 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period, when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't just a crisis.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind, peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law.
So, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, a new world is emerging. It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges.
You notice when John Kerry spoke of that democratic opinion, well, the democratic leader is charged with deciding who is in the group and who gets to contribute to the discussions that are made. Researchers have found that this democratic leadership style is one of the most effective types that leads to higher productivity, better contributions from group members, or what we call shareholders. And I hate the word we. You know, that we can form a new world. That's without zero public input like that. It's just like saying that, yeah, well, when we bombed Iraq, I didn't bomb Iraq. I didn't load the planes. I didn't load the ammunition, stuff like that, you know. I get tired of this pluralism. And as always, in this aforementioned there, we are supposed to have representative government, not fascist rule. Also, the alleged free people, we don't need government in our lives, either going door to door trying to intimidate us or to better use this coercion that violates the Nuremberg Code towards any treatments or experimenting on humans. And what gets me about these vaccines is, since the Israelis over there are the ones pushing this the most, you would think from anything, from Nuremberg, and what was alleged to have happened to the Jews, that they would be against this coercion. However, since this new world order continues to move forward, you should plan for more variants and more lockdowns. Many also didn't get to vote for the destruction of small businesses, the millions who have lost their jobs on this fake narrative being pushed by all the media that has also led to massive coercion to allegedly now vaccinate the entire planet over a virus that they can't produce. And we as Americans, thanks to these worthless politicians and that mockingbird media, all CIA-controlled, we have been, over the last nearly 2 years now, programmed to hate China, hate the crimes against Asians, this repetitive use of the CCP, bats, Wuhan, and, of course, communists. The real commies are back in D.C. And for that, for years, many of the U.S. used China as a major trading partner who allowed China to buy a property and even let Israel sell U.S. military tech to China. You can read that on Military Times. That China was never a problem before. And, of course, this communist division now which is actually a diversion, has been used now through decades, whether it was through Vietnam, the Contras, Cuba, and so on, that this is all used as part of this NSC 68 doctrine, which is a defense doctrine, which was to keep the Pentagon's budget going while the infrastructure of this country collapsed. Remember, on the day before 9/11, $2.3 trillion are missing. Now how many trillions of dollars have been spent on all these legal wars, just like over in Afghanistan, right, pulling out right now. That means the over 2,500 American boys that lost their life over there was in vain. And now we have the U.S. being bombed in Iraq and northern Syria. People want their countries back. They don't want no part of this New World Order either. The New World Order actually means that under this full spectrum dominance, or this new space force, all coupled with the Federal Reserve and the central banks, that Russia is also still one of the main targets, because both Russia and China are all delinking from the U.S. dollar. And Putin in Russia has said many times that this, he wants nothing to do with this so-called globalism. And that's the same way Trump was, actually, too. Anyway, we'll be right back. You're listening to a National Intel Report.
Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to National Intel Report with Keith Rogers. You know, before the break, I was mentioning that, you know, Trump, to his credit, had was also a war for America and had got the United States out of the Paris Accords. And, of course, his current administration has reversed all that, of course. And Biden says that everything will, you know, basically remain fundamentally the same. And I don't understand why they're even working on the border wall, except if they're allowing everyone in and they're putting a wall up, that means the wall is to keep us in so we can't get out. And I would bet you that the Democrats are going to then pass for funding to put a lid over the entire country, and then the Democrats can say that they ended homelessness. That's just the way I see it anyway. Anyway, long before this alleged COVID, they pulled 7 patents, according to this Dr. Martin, whose job was to look at all patents, 50% of which he found was fraudulent, basically nepotism. And then they also, the creator of the MNR vaccine, this Dr. Malone, oddly, when Malone gives out his resume there, what he was doing for the government should have people kind of scratching their head. You know, it was all sold to us under the auspices of, being prepared in case of bioterrorism and everything like that, you know. But this is how this all started. And he recently had a discussion with that Dr. Rainer, it's Fulmich, in which they were discussing the origin of COVID or whether or not it was leaked from a lab or deliberately released. And in it, he actually says he thought it was deliberately released. So I have one more clip here, and I need to play it. So can I have clip number 8 played, please?
For coronavirus, don't look into the fact that Fort Belvoir, an American, a sergeant from Fort Belvoir, that's the intelligence command, that's INSCOM, that's just over the river here in Virginia. That's the first person that's infected with coronavirus in where? Wuhan, China. Huh. Now, how could that be? How could an intelligence officer from Fort Belvoir, which is in the intelligence command, be the first person that's infected with the coronavirus? Well, it's called the World Games. The World Games is like an Olympics. It's a huge thing. Mark Kulak did an excellent special on this. It's very much like any other Olympic-type ceremony with all the pageantry and all the light shows and all that sort of thing. Huge thing. And it's a perfect, again, these athletic events are perfect covers to then do sidebar conversations and planning for operations. Now, again, I'm not saying that coronavirus is a series of 5 viruses planned to be attacking Donald Trump sequentially as he knocks down each virus. I'm not saying it's whack-a-mole. I'm not saying that this is a bioweapon. I'm just saying that if you look at the metadata, it starts with an American Army intelligence officer from Fort Belvoir. There's no doubt about this, okay? He's there in October for the World Games before the outbreak. He's the patient number 1 or patient 0.
Pause that.
And in any kind of...
Yeah, okay. We'll return to that here since we got a pause button. But stay tuned. We'll be back right after the top of the hour here. You're listening to National Intel Report.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com. The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.